I'm excited. I hope he brings such a renewal to the Church of the United States like Pope John Paul II did when he visited in Denver.
Bob Ozarzak is studying to be a priest at Christ the King. He will join 33 seminarians and 7 faculty members to see the Pope in D.C. It will be his first time to visit a Pope. As part of his education, Ozarzak tells WBFO News this is a chance to put aside a textbook.
Taking what we know from class and living it out in our lives.
Why do you want to be a priest?
It's this feeling deep down inside that God is calling me to something more. Before I entered, I was a clinical social worker, and I would counsel people. I was also a youth minister. But there was something that was just saying, God's voice in my heart telling me, I want you to bring more people to Christ, to bring more people to me.
There's an emptiness out there. And he seems to be filling that void in people's hearts all across the world.
Father Robert Wozniak serves as formation director at Christ the King Seminary. He tells WBFO he found out in June that he would be able to see Pope Francis. Father Wozniak met Pope John Paul II 3 times and Pope Benedict once. But he says it's always an awesome experience, and he's hoping his group has a chance to meet with the Pope directly.
And then after church, we believe that there may be a time for him to speak with the seminarians inside the Basilica.
The pilgrimage will provide a learning opportunity for the future priests from our region.
Well, that's the head of our church, that's our leader, and these are the men of the future who will be leading the church. So they should be getting some direction of where the Holy Father is calling us to live out that gospel message.
One of the questions I asked the people that I volunteer with was, if you had one question, what would you ask the Pope? And they said, what is your greatest fear?
Ozarzak tells WBFO News this is a chance to learn by the Pope's examples.
Visit to the prisons, in his visiting the sick and kissing the man that had that facial deformity. There's a lot of things that we can learn.
That whatever he speaks is almost like firsthand, hearing it almost from Jesus, that resonates in our hearts in a different way. And so that's the excitement that we're looking for, is where is he going to challenge us to live out this gospel today here in our own situations?
Father Wozniak says donations from area parishes made their trip possible. These Christ the King travelers will first attend the Pope's Mass that will include a canonization of a Franciscan missionary. Father Wozniak says seeing a Pope is always an awesome experience. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.